Prologue. The Last Protocol. The air in the bunker was frigid, sharp with ozone, and the sour residue of men who had breathed each other's fear for too long. Beyond the reinforced concrete shell, the world was coming apart. Inside, routine had hardened into ritual. This cathedral of switches and cooling fans was where the end would arrive, as a liturgy. Lieutenant Samuel Riker's hands hovered above the console. He studied the grime beneath fingernails he had scrubbed raw. The stain remained. Emergency lights dragged shadows across the room. Opposite him, Major Elias Thorne wiped sweat from his temple. Years of drills had worn his face smooth, his expression unreadable. His eyes stayed on the small photograph taped to his computer screen. A golden retriever, tongue lolling, frozen in sunlight. Its edges were frayed from restless fingers. At the center of the room, one monitor still glowed. Execute. Riker fixated on the blinking cursor. Steady. He saw it as impatient, almost insisting for an answer. The right answer. Outside, the world was already burning. Confirmation received, Major. Riker forced his voice level. His lungs ached. In his left ear, tinnitus screamed. Thorne nodded once. His gaze lingered on the dog. He blinked. His attention shifted to the thick plexiglass cover of the sequence panel, clouded with fingerprints from 1,000 rehearsals. Riker read his half of the 12-digit code. His fingers moved with mechanical precision. Thorne followed without hesitation. The system accepted their input with a soft electronic chime. Riker drew the heavy chrome key from his breast pocket, its braided steel tether cold against his skin. Redundancy no longer mattered. The world it had protected was already gone. He slid it into the right-hand slot. Thorne mirrored him on the left. Riker met Thorne's eyes. The Major held his gaze. Something flickered there. Absence. On my mark, Thorne said. 3. Riker's breath snagged. 2. 1. He bit the inside of his lip. Mark. They turned the keys. The clicks landed in perfect unison. An electric crack split the air. The console flared from red to searing yellow. Beneath their boots, the concrete floor trembled, a deep groan of stone flexing and metal tearing far below. Thorne sagged into his chair. It is done. His voice fractured, his jaw locked. His hands clenched the armrests until a tremor escaped his left hand. Riker stayed upright as air clawed into his chest, thick and raw. The grime under his nails was from the morning's maintenance check. The checklist remained. The world did not. His fingers brushed his breast pocket, tracing the outline of a photograph. His wife, his daughter. He did not remove it. The indicators scrolled. Lift off sequence. Initiated. Riker did not see the lights. He saw his daughter's hand slip from his, too small to hold. His wife stood in the doorway, smiling at them both. A single tear escaped. It traced a clean line through the dust on his cheek and struck the console. The droplet rebounded in the strobe light, blooming into a liquid crown, mushroom-shaped, before collapsing back into darkness. In the silo's core, the missile's solid fuel thrusters ignited. The vibration surged into a deafening roar. Warning lights slashed through the room in jagged bands of red and yellow as the missile tore free of its casing and clawed into the sky. The rumble did not fade. It sank into the earth, through bedrock and foundation, settling into the city's bones like a fever without release. The emergency strobes flickered and died. The photographs began to curl in the damp, feeding the first blooms of mold. The chrome keys remained, turned hard to the right, and fused into the slots. Time ceased to be measured. Dust settled over everything, denying even the rust its color. The rite was done.